Hey everybody, hope you guys are having a glorious day. It is Sunday. I'm getting ready to go to Givers show tonight. They're one of my favorite bands. They're playing in Denver. Super excited because tomorrow they're coming over. I'm going to cook them some food and they're going to be on the Brothers Green episode. So I'm working on this new show. The working title right now is Real Tight Kitchen. It's all about interviewing awesome people, making delicious food, and kind of learning about how to eat on the cheap, you know? It's good stuff, save money. It's all I'm all about, inspiring you guys to save money, to live a good life, to be inspired, to just try something new, to get out there, to have a breakthrough, to live the life that you want to live through passion. Because honestly, it might sound like silly, but that is what I'm dedicated to every day. And I'm not perfect, I'm learning all the time. But even if I have a little bit of information I can share with you to make your life better, you know, to help you think outside the box, to help you break through something that's been holding you back. This is what I live for. This is what I wake up every morning to inspire myself and the people around me. That includes y'all. So I wanted to talk to you guys about support today and how you can garner a support system within your community, within your friends, so you can actually have people that really believe in you, people that are there to uplift you, to be around you, and to make you feel freaking glorious. So first off, Anchor just released this amazing ability where you can actually get paid and pay creators to do a podcast. So if you're interested in doing a podcast, you know that's you might be able to monetize it. And also, I would love it if you guys wanted to donate to my channel. Basically, you can kind of go in increments. I think 99 cents is the lowest increment, and it's like a monthly thing, so you can kind of keep supporting. And it's just this really cool way where it makes me know that other people out there really appreciate this information. And also, it helps me get more funds to be able to do more episodes and kind of grow this thing, you know, that we got going on. But also, as a little bit of a special, if anyone does donate anything from 99 cents to whatever price you feel comfortable paying, and then all you have to do is take a screenshot and email me at the link below. You'll see an email, You Enjoy Life Music. Email me there, which is like a screenshot of showing that you contributed, and I'm going to send you both of my e-cookbooks for free if you do not have them. They both go for $5 each. So even if you spend 99 cents, you're gonna get $10 worth of epic cookbooks. And honestly, there's so many recipes in there. It's like one of them is all my favorite recipes from Brothers Green. The other one is this glorious egg cookbook all about cooking eggs creatively. So anyhow, let us get on to support. So thank you for listening to that. I appreciate it. So support is a really interesting thing because there are certain ways you probably feel supported within your community. You know, maybe it's financially, maybe it's like, you know, your parents, they support you financially, or maybe your school supports you, you know, through your education or whatever it is. But there's a certain support that most of us do not have that I think is the most important support, and that is on the emotional level. Because the truth is, when we're having a down day, you know, yeah, we can go to therapy and read self-help books and all this stuff, but having a good friend, having people in your life that get you, that care about you, that check in on you is so invaluable. And to be completely honest, this is something that I did not have for most of my life. And the reason is not because I didn't have great friends. The reason is because completely honestly, I just didn't have the courage to be honest with people. I did not have the courage to really step through, to break through, and to really do something that would actually change people's lives. So, what that kind of ended up looking like was me really struggling and pretending like everything was great all the time. And I don't know if you can relate to this, but I talked about this a bit in other podcasts, but I was always Mr. Like, I'm good, how are you? And if you're an I'm good, how are you? You might want to kind of look at yourself, look into your actions, and think about whether you're actually serving with the things that you're doing. Because what I was doing was anytime someone would ask me how I was feeling, I would deflect. I would say, I'm good, how are you? What's going on with you? What can I do for you? And they would dive into their story because I created this space of comfort and support for them. But to me, I had this idea that I couldn't ask for support. I had this story in my head, and I realized later on that it kind of came from my father, that if I'm vulnerable, it's also a, you know, sort of a male trait, masculine trait, BS stuff. If I were to ask for support, that would mean I was either weak, that would mean I was burdening other people, that would mean, you know, I had problems and people would want to be around me or whatever it is. And I remember actually having a conversation with my dad one time. This is many years ago. Things have changed since, but I was asking him, I was like, you know, you have all these really great friends, but like, what about the support? And, you know, what about being able to talk to them about the really hard things? And he's like, you know, I don't want to burden my friends with, I don't want to bring the mood down. And this thing clicked in me. I was like, wow, you know, that's been me. I've been the guy who felt like if I shared how I was really feeling with a friend, that they would like back be like, "Oh, Josh, he's such a drag," or, you know, "I can't believe he's going through that. What of this? What of that?" But what I discovered a few years ago from a friend was that if I'm not vulnerable and I'm not honest, people don't know how to show up for me in their life. So if you're someone who deflects, chances are you have people in your life that want to show up for you. They want to be there for you. They want to support you when times get tough. But if you're acting like everything's okay, they don't know how to be there for you. So it actually creates this disconnect. Think about that. I want to say that again. Think about this. If you're not able to ask the people in your life for help or express how you really feel, it creates a disconnect because they don't know how to show up for you in your relationship. They don't know what you need. And people actually feel love, they feel connection when they know they can be there to support you. That's why for so many years I didn't really feel real connections. I thought I had all these great friends, but I wasn't being honest, I wasn't being vulnerable. So I didn't have the really strong connections that I wanted to. And at the end of the day, I felt lonely because every time I had a conversation with someone, no matter what was going on in my life, I didn't share it. And that was so hard. Imagine, you know, I used to get in these really, really rough fights with my wife, you know, my now wife, and, you know, before we were married, and we would get into these really tough arguments, and I would talk to friends, and they'd be like, "Oh, how's everything going? How's your, you know, fiance, blah blah blah." And I would say, "You know, it's great. It's going really well. You know, everything's good. She's this, she's that. How are you?" You know, quick turnaround. See that? See how I did that? It's like, boom, deflect. That way they don't ever have to find out. Because I didn't want people to know that I had problems. And it's so silly, but I get it. And I was so scared to share these things. I didn't want people to think wrongly of me, wrongly of my wife, wrongly of our relationship. I was too afraid to hear what truth my friends might have to share. So I didn't have support. But over time, I realized that true support comes from reaching out to people and being honest and being vulnerable. It might only be with one person in your life, but having support with one person in your life is going to go such a long way. So start with one person. Think about one person that you know that you trust that's not going to run away if you tell them something that you're feeling. And even if they do run away, then you know that they're probably not a good friend. Or they might run away and then come back and be like, "I'm sorry, I just kind of got freaked out." And that's honestly very rare. I've had some breakthroughs with friends. I'm amazed. I remember I called up a friend a couple years ago. I was going through this sort of transformative workshop weekend, and part of it was calling people in your life and being honest and vulnerable with them. And I had a friend who's been such a close friend for so many years, but I realized there were things that I just never shared with him. A lot of our relationship was based around humor and jokes and just being funny and being present. And that was beautiful and all. But there were so many things I never shared with him, and I said, "You know what? I just wanted to call you and let you know that I really care about you. I love you like a brother. If there's anything you ever need, you know, you're truly freaking awesome. Never hesitate to reach out, et cetera, et cetera." And then he responded. He was like, "Dude, like, I feel the exact same way about you. You're an incredible man. You're such a big support in my life. If you ever need anything, I'm always here for you." And we just had this like beautiful conversation. And it was interesting because even though in some ways it was unspoken, I needed to share that. You know, sometimes in your life there might be something that's like, maybe you feel this bond between someone that's unspoken. So you're like, "Well, I don't need to talk to them about it because we just know and we feel it." And that's great and all, but there might be a piece of you, like there was in me, that felt a little bit insecure. I had another friend, and I had this, he's, you know, one of my closest friends in the world, but I had this piece of myself that was like, "I wonder if he thinks I'm too much. Because I can be a little weird, I can be a little out there, a little wild, you know, XYZ, I had all these stories about myself." I was like, I wonder if ever sometimes he just wants to like get out of here and just like I'm too much for him to handle. The more I, you know, really dive into myself and open up to who I am and XYZ, all this stuff. And I brought that up with him. I was like, "You know, this might sound silly, but I have this feeling sometimes that you're gonna kinda like not want to be my friend anymore if I like go a little too far off the deep end or whatever you want to call it." Because I was like, I know my lifestyle's a little alternative and I can be weird and crazy and all this stuff. And so sometimes I have this fear that you're actually just gonna kinda like wanna distance yourself from me. And what he said just completely blew me away. He goes, "Oh, dude." He's like, "Yes, you are weird." He's like, "But that's what I love about you." He's like, "Never stop being you." And he's like, "In order for this friendship to end," he's like, "you would have to like pry me the hell away." He's like, "There's no chance. Like, I would fight for you." And I was like, "Wow, that is incredible." And that just completely shocked my world. And this is something that only happened a couple of years ago. And these are people I've been friends with for a large part of my life. Maybe you are vulnerable and that's great, but if you're someone who feels like you don't have the support, maybe you're like, I just want the support from my parents. Like, I just want them to support me and who I am and this and that and the other thing. It's like, it might not come from the places that you realize, but I promise you there's someone in your life that's going to be there to support you. Like I said, it might be one person. It might be a sibling. It might be a relative. It might be a grandparent. It might be a parent. Or it might be a friend. Or maybe there's someone new that you met recently and you're just connecting in this really strong way. It could be in a partnership or just a new friend. You're like, wow, I really vibe with this person. Take that chance and talk to them and tell them what you're needing in your life. Because when you tell people what you need, they actually know how to be there for you. So getting support in your life is one of the most invaluable things. I can promise you that. Because when times get tough, you have someone to talk to. It's like Bill Withers says, lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. And Mr. Bill Withers is a genius just for that song alone. It's like, sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. That up a little bit, but I mean, it's this idea of like, lean on me when you're not strong, I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on. And then I'm trying to remember the other lyric, but it's like, because I'm gonna need it. Basically, he's saying, like, I'll lean on me when you're not strong, I'll be your friend, but then one day I'm probably gonna need you to lean on as well. So it's okay to lean on me. If you need some support, lean on me because I'm gonna need help too. And that's how we create this symbiotic, beautiful, flowing, loving relationship. That is how you build up support in your life. And when you can support someone else and they can support you, you're in a really special place. Because it's not just about getting support for yourself. It's about being vulnerable and saying, hey, I want to be there to support you. And people take that to heart. They love that and they appreciate that. And if they're not there yet and it freaks them out and this, that, and the other thing, it's like, you know what? So be it. Sometimes that's going to happen. Sometimes people are going to get a little bit freaked out, and that is completely, completely okay. But again, lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. So thank you guys so much for listening. Again, there's a button in the description where it says you can support content creators. If you do want to support me, that would be amazing. I am here being vulnerable and asking for support because I would love that and appreciate that. And that would show me that like you guys appreciate this podcast and want it to keep going on. Either way, I'm going to keep making content. So much love to you all. And just be well. Be you and be awesome.